One of NASA's three space shuttles is about to make its final flight. The shuttle Discovery debuted back in the 1980s. This afternoon, it's scheduled to lift off for the space station on its final mission. It is an emotional time for NASA, as Discovery will be the first shuttle to be retired. Here's NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce.
This is Your Life, a program for all America. And now here
okay,
is Mr.
I'm Mr. not famous TV host Ralph Edwards. And Discovery, you aren't even human. But nonetheless, this is Your Life. Are you surprised? Don't be. So many people are thinking of you as you get ready for your last trip. Here's one voice from your past.
Everybody calls me Hank.
That's right, your first commander, Hank Hartsfield. When he met you, you were just the third in NASA's shuttle fleet. No one knew you'd be special.
Yeah, it was a new vehicle, and it looked like the others.
3, 2, 1. We have SRB ignition, and we have liftoff. Liftoff of mission 41D, the first flight of the orbiter Discovery. And the shuttle.
Up and up you roared, soaring to the silence of space. You began to circle our planet, seeing a sunrise and a sunset every 90 minutes. You took a call from President Ronald Reagan.
Our thoughts and our prayers are with you, believe me. And I say that for myself and Nancy, and I know for all America.
So what if he was really talking to your crew? More than 26 years later, the man who commanded that crew, Hank Hartsfield, remembers you fondly. And he has this message just for you.
I would say keep up your wonderful record for at least one more flight.
Good morning, outer space, from all the human race, it's time to stow your sleeping gear.
Remember that musical wake-up call?
Good morning, Discovery.
It's just one of so many songs you heard beamed up from Houston at the start of each day. Your days in space add up to almost a whole year. You're about to make your 39th mission, more flights than any other shuttle.
Discovery is the champion of the shuttle fleet.
That's Valerie Neal of the National Air and Space Museum. She's got her eye on you, Discovery. She wants to put you in her museum.
Everything that the space shuttle was intended to do, Discovery and only Discovery has done.
You've deployed satellites, including the Hubble Space Telescope. You've done science missions. You hauled up big chunks of the International Space Station. And both times NASA had its heart broken by a disaster, Challenger and Columbia, you were the first shuttle to return to flight. Your crews have included a bunch of famous firsts. The first Russian cosmonaut to ride on a shuttle, the first female pilot, the first African-American commander. And then there was John Glenn, the first American to orbit the Earth, who returned to orbit with you in 1998. 194 different astronauts have traveled with you. One is Nicole Stott. She'll join you again for your final mission.
It is a historic thing, I think, that we have such a special vehicle to fly. And the hope, in addition to having a successful mission, is that in conclusion we'll be celebrating just the real significance of the vehicle itself.
Now, let's face it, Discovery, you did spend most of your life on the ground. Often, like now, you've waited at your launch pad. It has a nice view of the ocean, but you're a little vulnerable out there. Once you got badly pummeled by hail. And remember the time woodpeckers drilled holes all over your fuel tank?
Whenever something happens that causes any type of damage or concern with the vehicle, we take that very personally.
That's Stephanie Stilson at Kennedy Space Center in Florida. You must recognize her voice. For over a decade, she's led the folks on the ground who tend to your every need. Over and over, these workers nurture you, protect you, and then, amazed, watch you leave the nest.
We really become attached to that orbiter and really consider it almost like a baby.
She says your final mission makes her sad.
I would love to see Discovery continue to fly, as would everybody else that I work with as well. We all would love to see the shuttle program continue for years and years.
But the shuttle era is ending. So it's time for you to once again go first and become the first shuttle to be retired. This has been Your Life. It's one you've shared with lots of people. Many of them will be saying, Godspeed, Discovery, as you blast off towards the stars for the very last time. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.